lovely young lady here in studio with me, and we would have liked to have her on in terms of our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. But hey, we are on the airwaves. We are on rcistlucia.com. Thank you again to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so much for supporting the program. I find more and more and more. Thank you to listeners. People are starting to reach out to me, wanting to be on the program, letting y'all know we only have about two left because, hey, RCI is going full swing into Christmas programming, and we are very excited about that. We've already started all the Christmas cheer. Sophia Park here with me. Left school a little earlier from the north to reach here our CIR studios. Hi, Sophia. How are you doing? How are you doing this afternoon? How was school today?
It was good.
It was good. I understand. Let me tell you, Sophia is not only in the discipline of swimming, but also in the discipline of running. And I hear that you are set to represent your school shortly in Viewfort. So let me give you tell you a little about Sophia. We have a short bio here on her before we go into talking to her. She is a recent champion. Let me tell you, this year is our year. You know, you don't find this year is our year, Sophia. Yeah. All these different people we have, we have starting with Julian Alfred and a few other persons. CPL, our king, St. Lucia, bringing home the crown. Let me tell you, it is wonderful. Sophia's swimming journey started at the age of two, guided by her parents. Support towards the safety and enjoyment in the waters. Coach Romain not only taught her to swim, but encouraged her to compete for RR Aquatic in club meets from the age of five. This inspired Sophia to enjoy swimming with a passion. At the age of seven, Sophia was encouraged by Coach Romain to advance to the higher levels. Thus, she enjoyed CJ's swim club to progress She joined the CJ's swim club to progress her swimming career under the great tutelage of Coach Brian and Coach John. Sophia has indeed progressed magnificently. Sophia holds 14 St. Lucia age group records in the 8 and under and 21 records in the 9 to 10 age group. She made her debut for St. Lucia at the 26th edition of the Goodwill Games in Trinidad back in 2022, winning the High Point Trophy for girls 8 and under. She won the High Point Trophy in the 9 to 10 age group at the 2023 OACS Swimming Championships, breaking three OACS Games records, and has just returned from the 2024 OACS Swimming Championships in St. Vincent, again taking the High Point Trophy and breaking the OACS Games record in six events. She is now, yes, in grade six. You all know what grade six is all about. She's getting set to move on to secondary school. So we'll talk about that. That's a lot on your plate right there. That's at the Montessori School and continues to excel both in sports and in academics. In grade four, she was selected to represent her school in the District 1 sports and was crowned its Victrix Ludorum. Yes, for the 11 and under girls. This year, as a student, a grade six student, she represented her school in the inter-district school sports, placing second in the girls' 1,000-meter race. She is scheduled to represent her district in the inter-primary district marathon. That's come December 4th next week in Viewfort. Wow, we're looking at more. Let me tell you something. When you see we have our next Olympics and the Olympics after that, we're going to see people like Sophia on the world stage doing big things. Wonderful. Sophia, how do you feel about your last championship here in St. Vincent? I mean, I saw it on my Facebook. I'm a Facebook junkie. Yes, I'm a social media junkie. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to have her on the program. How do you feel?
It was very exciting, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed spending time with my friends and having different people to swim with in competition.
How has that journey been? I mean, from 2 years old, You know, that's the reality here. We people, when it comes to St. Lucians and swimming, we don't really have that. So when you're starting from two, how has that journey been for you?
Sometimes it was rough, but sometimes it was very good for me. Like, sometimes I could get bad swimming times, and sometimes it would be very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So walk us through that journey going into the OACS Swimming Championship this year, preparing. Who's your coach?
My coach is Coach Brian, and sometimes Coach
Is he
Joel.
Listening? You think he's listening? No?
I don't know.
Well, just in case he gets to listen later, say hello to Coach Brian. Say hi, Coach Brian.
Hi, Coach Brian.
So how, yes, you were saying?
Yes, so what happened was, like, throughout the weeks, in the mornings, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I went to gym at 5:30 to 6:30.
Oh, you gymming. Yes, yeah. That's important.
And I go to swimming in the workdays, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, every day.
What
except
time?
Saturday and Sunday. Mondays and Wednesdays is 3:30 to 5 o'clock, and Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, it's 4:30 to 6 o'clock.
So that's at the aquatic center, right?
Yeah.
That's right, literally next door to you, school. Okay, nice. And then?
And then when I was preparing, sometimes it was rough. It was, like, tiring, like I want to stop, but
I can imagine.
Good.
Okay, wonderful. But, and then, you know, now going into the championships, traveling with your friends, talk to me about that. How was that, you know, getting ready to go off on the blocks to swim and so on? I swimmed for a bit myself. So I know that's like, how was it?
It was very fun with my friends. Like, I haven't seen friends, like, from different countries in so long, like, since January.
Okay.
And I was
meant friends from different countries.
Yeah,
that's exciting. Okay.
Yeah, and I was a bit nervous to start swimming on Friday to Sunday. But, like, my friend Kiara and Gia, they were my roommates in St. Vincent. And they
They're St. Lucian?
Yeah, they're St. Lucian.
Okay.
And they were helping me, like, they didn't make me nervous anymore. They just wanted to play with me.
So yeah, and sometimes, you know, when you keep your nerves down and make it fun, you know, it becomes an enjoyable, really enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Talk about your parents' support. I mean, your mom is sitting outside waiting for you. They said, you know, from 2 years old, they realized and they saw this is the talent. This is it.
Yeah. My mom and my dad, they really support me in swimming. My mom usually drops me off to swimming and to the gym in the early morning. And sometimes my dad brings me to the swim meet.
Okay. All right. So, gym. What do y'all do at gym? I mean, we know it's important that you, in addition to swimming and so on, it's needed to, you know, exercise and warm up.
Yeah. On Mondays, we usually do, like, let's say we use the bars, like the weight bars, and we do rowing a lot. Every gym session we do rowing.
Rowing?
Yeah.
Like row.
On a rowing machine, like it's like
right. Ah, I know what. Right. yes.
Yeah. On Mondays we do 1,000 rowing. And yeah, after the rowing we just do with weights and stuff. And then on Wednesdays we do 5,500 rowing, and we do core workouts, but sometimes we don't get to finish it, but we'll do it like next time. And on Fridays it's more of a stretching, but you still use your core and your arms, so like push-ups and stuff.
Wow, interesting. So this is, you know, people, this is serious stuff, you know. It's just not just, you know, it's a whole routine getting into the swimming, etc. Balancing school, because I heard academically you also you're an A student. Are you an A student?
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. You have that, you have gym. How do you balance? And I'm sure you have your parents to support as well.
Yeah. I balance it by, like, I just go to swimming, and then when I come home, I study, I do my homework, and then, like, sometimes, like in the morning, if I don't have gym, I sometimes finish my homework or finish studying.
Okay, but you do have playtime. You do spend time with friends.
Yeah.
Because that's important as well. All right. Great. Sapphire in studio here with me. We're talking about, she's a recent swimming championship champion. People, let me tell you, this is our year 2024. We're taking us, we've been, you know, achieving so much on the world stage, whether it's in sports, whether it's, I even see the chess club, etc. And Sapphire has added to the accolades that we've been receiving for 2024. We thank you so much, Sapphire, for making us proud. St. Lucia, let me say thank you to Banker St. Lucia. We're going to take a break, a quick break. When we get back, we're going to continue having a chat with Sapphire.
The OSL is turning wishes into wheels this Christmas.
Pass up the press, come on, come on. The OSL giving away a ball.
If you wanna win big, then it starts right here. Turning wishes into wheels and bringing Christmas cheer.
You have your OSL card, what's that swiping? The OSL loans got your holidays right here.
Easy to enter, it's a new gear with a brand.
Hybrid Haval SUV is easy. Take a loan for any home sweet mortgage, vehicle, an unsecured easy finance loan, or apply for any BOSL Visa credit card. Spend $1,000 or keep using your card throughout the holidays, and the Haval SUV can be yours. Hot off the press, come on, come on. BOSL giving away a Haval. Hot off the press, come on, come on. BOSL giving away a Haval. BOSL turning wishes into wheels this Christmas.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you need a credit card and haven't had one before, you need access to funds anywhere that you go. Now you got the perfect card so that you can do more. BOSL's got you covered, you got access for sure.
I got money, and it's eco-friendly seat. I can swipe it, tap it deep, swipe it, tap it deep.
Yeah.
I got money, I move independently. I can swipe it, tap it deep. Swipe it, tap it deep.
In any store online, I can swipe it when I need. I can use it anytime, pay it down monthly.
I got money, and it's eco-friendly, see. I can swipe it, tap it deep. Swipe it, tap it deep, yeah.
Introducing the Leaf Visa credit card for youth, first-time cardholders, or anyone wanting a second card. LEAF stands for Love, Environment, Access, Funds. The perfect card for you. Only from Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.
I can swipe it, tap it deep. Swipe it, tap it deep, yeah.
Yes, and we are back from the break again, saying thank you to our Bank of St. Lucia partners, sponsors. Yes, supporting Youth Unplugged. I am Lady Kiki, Keisha St. Helen, your host. And in studio today, I have a swimming champion. But she also has under there, she wears the hat also of a track athlete in the making. All right, so I did a little, Sapphire. It's such, and I know it was a gem. It's a transparent precious stone, typically blue. Or it's a small, there's a sapphire hummingbird with shining blue and violet colors. What's your favorite color on that note?
Blue.
Why did I guess that? I wonder. Sapphire is blue. This precious stone is blue. All right. So, tell me, what are your goals, Sapphire? I know as young as this, you may have already established, you know, what you may want to become. Where you want to go? You're sitting grade 6. You're going to be sitting, what do you call it again? I keep CPA. On saying it's not CPEA. Right. Don't call it common entrance, Keisha. It's CPEA. Right. where do you want to go? Where's your choice of school?
I want to go to St. Joseph's Convent.
Hey, that's my schoolie. All right. Wonderful. And let's see, you don't happen to make it there. What is your second choice?
Hess.
Anyway, before my friends are listening, say, like my compre friends and my entry post school friends, you know, they say, Wonderful. And what do you see yourself doing athletics full time, or is there something else that you have your mind set on?
I like athletics a lot.
Right.
I may, if I go to St. Joseph Convent, I may want to do dancing.
Hey.
But I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. All right. Well, I know you have a support team there to support you. You know, they're there to guide you, I should say, into, you know, what that could be. Because having attended a school and still knowing what it's like, my daughter went one day as well. You know, you have a variety in terms of choice. But career-wise, have you thought about what it is that you want to do? Would you see yourself going into athletics full-time, you know, like a Julian Alfred?
I want to go to the Olympics.
Yeah. Yay! See what I tell you? You definitely want to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's another goal for us, right?
Yeah.
Yes? You sure? No, say that positively. I want you to say that's another goal for us.
It's another goal.
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, well, Sophia, I'm going to give you a little time to shout out to your people. I know they're possibly Montessori School listening. You can shout out who you is, your friends, whoever it is.
I want to shout out the Montessori Center School, my teachers, Teacher Ben, Teacher Denise, and my social studies teacher, Teacher Sharon.
Hey!
And I want to shout out to my friends who went to OECS and was in the whole, like, journey with me to go to, like, different countries. My friends, Jaden, Anaya, Gia, Kiara, and many other people.
Wonderful. Okay, so I want you to talk to, not necessarily the youth, I want you to talk to parents who are listening in and may not be sure about their child, or even ward, they call them ward, taking part in sports. There are still parents. I think what has happened with Julian Alfred is starting to, you know, have parents change their minds. But who always academics, and they don't really see, you know, their child going forward with sports. What do you say to that parent or parents?
It's about balancing school and sports, like what I do. It can be hard, but like, you have to try to, like, let's say you want to do running, so you can do like running a few days, you can study the other days, and it's, you can balance it, you can try.
Okay, so parents, you heard that, and I guess letting them, they have to provide the guidance and support, right? Okay, so your thoughts on, well, of course, Julian Alfred.
I really like Julian Alfred. She inspired me for OECS.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and when she went to the Olympics, I knew she could win. Like, she could do her best and win.
Oh, so you really thought that, eh?
Yeah, I really thought. I watched her when I was at the mall in America, and I was cheering her on.
Okay. Oh, that's where you were at the time?
Yeah, I was in America at a swim camp.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you mentioned that. Let's talk about that. How was it? You did a swim camp in America. Tell me, what was that about and for how long?
I did a swim camp for about, like, a few days, like a week or something. If you add all the days, like a week and a half probably. And it was in Michigan, actually. And it was at the Michigan University. It has a swimming pool. And for the first few days, it was like just about strokes and how to perfect your strokes. And then the other few days, it was about intensity, and it was high intensity training.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So how did you get to do this? Is it your first time?
It was my first time going to a swim camp in America, because I normally go to the swim camps in like Barbados, like mm-hmm. Peak. Yeah. And how I got to do it, my parents helped me to mm-hmm. go there, and I went also with my friend from Barbados.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so how did y'all know? Is it because y'all were in swim camp Barbados, y'all got to know about?
In 2022, there was a swim meet for St. Lucia. It was called RAC. Mm-hmm. And she came to RAC.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And we met and we talked and we had fun. So she's now my best friend.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Our parents are close, so we went together to mm-hmm. the swim camp.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Let's talk about your other discipline. We've been talking about swimming. You're a track athlete as well. Again, balancing. You were preparing for next week. What are your preparations for next week? That's the 4th of December.
I don't really train track as much as I do swimming, but mm-hmm. A few days ago, I went to Vieux-Fort with the District 1 team, mm-hmm. and we trained around Vieux-Fort, but sadly the route had to be shut down for some reason, which I don't know why. And we took
another route. Where is that?
It's in Vieux-Fort. It's by the old hospital. I mean the hospital that used to be a stadium.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, you're saying that it was shut? It had to be shut down?
Yeah, because something was happening that they told us we couldn't run.
Oh my! I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, yeah. But okay. So outside of that, is anything else? Because I mean, at the end of the day, your gymming and your swimming does help, eh?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
So I might go like, let's say on the weekend, I might go like around a road around my school mm-hmm. to try to train for the 3,000, and that's happening in Vieux-Fort.
3,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
For the little children.
Wow. 3,000. Boy, I'm there thinking about that. I'm tired already. And that's the only race that you're doing next week?
Yeah. The older students, the older children, they're doing a 5,000.
5,000. Maybe I'm just looking at the figure really, really big. So that's like how many races around? That's how many rounds around the track?
Let's say if a 1,000 is 4 laps mm-hmm. around a 400, so it might be a lot of laps.
Wow. Okay, I'm just there trying to picture that. Like, that might be like 5 or 6. Oh, wow. That's a lot of running. I'm right? About 5, 6? 5, 6?
Or more.
Oh, what?
Probably more than that.
Okay, let's stop talking about that. I'm feeling tired already. All right, so outside of not doing track and field, not doing swimming, not doing school, what do you do, Sophia?
I like spending time with my friends, like playing on a field or like just talking.
Okay.
And sometimes I like drawing, but I don't really do it as like an art. I do it as like a hobby.
As a hobby?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you draw?
Just like artistic stuff. Like, let's say I see something on the wall and I want to draw it and stuff.
Or you see something like what?
Like, let's see.
Sorry, you said I saw something on the wall and I'm thinking of a lizard or an insect. Forgive me. Like what?
Like, let's say there's a Christmas decoration on the wall. I'll try to draw it to make it look the same.
Ah, okay. And I know you said hobby, but is it something you might consider? Because it looks like you are creative too, because you want to look into dance if you go to the St. Joseph's Convent. So do you think it's something you may pursue? I did visual arts at school, so that's why I'm asking. Literature, I'm a creative too. So that's why I'm asking. Is it something you may want to continue?
I don't think so, but I'd like to try to see if I can, if I took lessons and stuff.
Interesting. Wow, she has many talents. Wow, that's very good, Sophia. Okay, so as we round up, because we've come to the end, you see how fast that ended, like we were just chatting and, you know, talking, and the time just goes by so quickly. Saying again, thank you to Banca St. Lucia for allowing us to feature youth every week. We do it in every field, and we've been doing it in every field. Today, we're in the sporting discipline of swimming. I've done people in boxing, rugby, and today we have swimming in the likes of Sapphire Parks. All right. Hey, Sapphire, I didn't hear you shout out your coaches. Oh. When I told you, you shout your social studies teacher, you shout out your... So, yes, shout out your team.
Oh, yeah. My Cedar Swim Club team, and shout out to my coaches, Coach Brian and Coach John.
Hey, Coach Brian and Coach John, thank you. And if Coach Romaine is listening, yeah, because that's from like way back, that's the person that, you know, encouraged you to advance to higher levels, saying thank you again to persons like yourselves for helping groom our youth into their dreams. And like she said, Olympics. What's the path to get there for you? Just keep going?
Yeah.
Right. So apart from OACS, you did do Goodwill Games in Trinidad 2 years ago, and so on. What other, are there any tournaments or championships you have your eyes on, set on?
Yes. Actually, I made the Kerfta team.
Hey!
Yeah, on my first year of 9 to 10, I made Kerfta, but it's only for 11 to 12 and up.
Okay.
So next year, I'll be going to Kerfta, and I also made CC Can.
Hey!
Which has, like, the Central America countries.
Wow. Big things. Oh, Sapphire, I'm very proud of you. I've just met you today, but as soon as I saw you on my social media and your other set of I said, no, I need to have you guys, one of you, at least here in studio with me, inspiring our youth. I want to congratulate you again. It was gold, right?
Yeah.
You're on your gold medal at the OACS Swimming Championships. That was about two weeks already. It's about two weeks. Yeah, on your 2 weeks, and we wish you very well in your upcoming next year. You said you meet Kerfta and the others, and I want to be able to say when I see you going to Olympics, I interviewed Sapphire! All right? Thank you so much. Any final words from you? You can thank whoever you want to thank, and anything that you want to say something to inspire others.
Just keep swimming and just try to go forward to your goals and try to pursue them.
Wonderful. Very, very. Anybody that you want to thank? I know you shouted them out, but maybe you want to thank them again?
I want to thank to all my friends, all my coaches, and my teachers who supported me and who makes me feel happy when they're around.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
All right. In other words, they're very supportive of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, wonderful. Maybe before you had time leave, you think you'll represent Montessori sometime in a swim something? We say hello again to the Montessori Center. They are hopefully, yes, locked on. We apologize again for not having our live. Not sure. You know, when you're dealing with technology, sometimes these kinds of things happen. It's not sending me to go live, but don't you worry, I will fix that. I will have something sorted to ensure that we get the audio on there for future use. Thank you, Sapphire. You can say bye-bye to our listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, she's so sweet. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Again, we have two more Youth Unplugged programs for 2024. You know, we here at Radio Caribbean, we are really gearing up momentum in terms of our programming for Christmas. We have two more, and then we will start again, hopefully in the second week in January, Youth Unplug will return. We will have our usual programming. Thank you, Bank of St. Lucia, our sponsors. Everyone, have a good one.